Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. And this is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. Getting to live your best life, designing your way forward, and creating the life that you were meant to live. That feeling that you have deep in your spirit, somewhere there, that is fascinating to you, that brings you to a fulfilled place, that brings you light and joy and make you come alive. And we are trying to allow people to embrace the fact that this is possible for them, and it is their duty and responsibility to cultivate it. And for the past couple of weeks, we've been trying to go deeper, because we realize, after talking to thousands of people over the years, I've been doing this long before I know that this is what I was doing in school, you know, in my community. People are always coming to me for advice. I've heard so much of it, and I've put myself out there as a leader, as a person who is more thoughtful, as someone who cares a little bit more, and have that also, that seed, that talent to explore human behavior and the whole industry of personal development. How do we get from where we are to where we want to be? How do we get to an enlightened, intelligent, and self-actualized place in life? How do we fix our mindset to live a good quality of life? But there are the broad principles that are fundamental. They are the principles of life. But what we realize is that if you tell someone that this is how you drive, this is how you drive, and we get them out there and we get them a license, and they are drivers, they are qualified by their state law or their local laws or whatever laws to be able to drive, that's separate and apart from becoming a race car driver. Those principles will be needed, but if you get into a more advanced environment, then there are subtle things, there are more detailed things that you don't know. And that's kind of like what life is. Life is, it's easy to pick up from your environment and be taught in school and be socialized to know this. But when you come out here and you get all these layers of family, of work, of career, then it becomes precise. There needs to be a precise approach. And there are so many things that are not explained, and we expect people to know, and we think it's their fault, and we tell them, oh, you're not disciplined, you're not committed, you're not focused, you don't have the right work ethic. Oh yes, but that is my diagnosis. But what do I do now? How do I fix this thing? What are the subtle nuances? What is the day-to-day thing? When I wake up in the morning and I said, okay, I'm going to exercise now, and then it so happened that 1,000 things get in the way, and a year passed, and I realized that I haven't had any form of workout for more than 3 days out of this entire year. What happened there? And that's what is the main problem, it was, as far as we're looking now, because there are so many small things keeping people away from realizing their dreams. And while they're setting goals, they're journaling, expressing gratitude, they're meditating, they're doing all this sort of thing, they're trying to be disciplined, they're trying to figure out commitment, they know the broad subject area, but they don't have the mechanics. We want to look closer at the mechanics. And this morning I'm looking on two details that hold people back. There are two deeper things, precise things, that cause people to not accomplish a goal, to not move forward. And I give you the story. One morning I woke up at about, not very early, I was up at like about 5:30, and I decided that I was going to go jog 3 blocks. So my routine is that I have my headphones in, I take my phone up, I put on a nice playlist or something I can listen on YouTube, and I head out there and jog. That's how I have it in my head. That's what I was going to do. So I got up, put my shoes on, put my headphones in, go to YouTube. My internet wasn't spooling. So I started to struggle with the internet, and I was like, man, I don't have any music to jog on if I should do it tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, forget that. Go work out. Go take the jog anyway. This music, I just restart the phone. While I'm moving, this thing will come up. When I started off at the gate, I feel this little clenching pain in my foot. And I'm like, oh my God, no, this music doesn't play. They feel like there is this muscle pain going on here. What the devil is happening this morning? You probably should just leave it alone. I'm like, okay. So I push past that. And I say, okay, maybe I'll just do one or two blocks and get going. Moving, restarting the phone, slight pain. Got moving off from my gate. Approaching one block, the rain started drizzling. And I'm like, oh God, no music, slight heat pain in my foot. Now it's gonna rain. And it dawned on me that this is what gets most people. The obstacles. The obstacles, your ability to face those obstacles, which inevitably come, and decide that nothing will stop you. So here I go, my mind, because there's nothing physically wrong if my playlist doesn't come up, the internet doesn't work. There's nothing wrong if there's a slight pain. It's not immobilizing me. And a drizzle should not stop me either. So I realize that these are the moments that make you. What do you decide to do when you feel, when these obstacles suddenly are presented in your life, in front of you? What is it that you're going to do now? So I decided to push on. My target was 5 blocks. After 3.5 blocks, then my mind and life started to come at me again. Oh, maybe this rain is gonna come harder. Just stop at 4 blocks. And it got me. I didn't do the 5 blocks. And when I got back home, I said, that's a win, but there's also a blunder. Because what I should have done, I should have gone 6 blocks to train myself to stand in the face of obstacles and do even more than I say I would do. That would improve my confidence and my integrity with myself, and it would start to wire the habit of not letting obstacles get in your way. That's a first point. So I want to show you that most people don't know how to push through the inevitable things of life. So they don't bother. They stop. They get thrown off by the lack of will to push through their obstacles. So we're talking about mechanics and precision here. After you're committed, after you're disciplined, how do these things work? What's the deeper thing going on here? And that's one of them. Now we're on to the second thing. And it's the last one we'll talk about this morning. I'm trying to keep these short. I'm trying to make them less points. I don't want to make them 15, 7, and 8. I want to give you bite-sized things that you can go with. And this, the second thing is the bulk approach to changing anything in your life. The bulk approach is a very dangerous approach. What do I mean by the bulk approach? This idea that you want to make one drastic shift and totally revolutionize everything in your world one go. So you're about to lose weight, you eat 3 meals a day, you have snacks in between them, and you decide that you're only going to eat 1 meal a day. You're going to cut out snacks, you're cutting out sweets, and you're not going to read 5 pages. That's crazy. You're going to go hard, you're going to go for it, you're going to read a book a week, and you're going to not going to go to the gym twice a week, you're going to go 5 times, and you're not going to wake up at 1 hour early, you're going to wake up 3 hours early, and you're really going at it. Bad approach. Never take that approach to change. Do it in increments. Understand increments and take your time and start to break down these barriers and form these habits gradually. Because what is happening, if you try to go so bulk, your willpower won't hold up. Because your best ability to do it will be based on habits. And you cannot take up so many habits and form them at the same time. What is happening in your head is not exactly what's going to play out. So at the point of motivation, how you're feeling now, how you're thinking about making that move now, is not exactly what will play out when it comes on to the day-to-day happenings in your life. In other words, on a Monday morning, all the things that you feel motivated to do, when you do it Tuesday, and you do them Wednesday, and you do them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the exhaustion and the lack of the mental, the muscle memory, and the mental strain will break you. You're not going to do it. You're going to start to fall off. Your mind is going to start to give you excuse. Your willpower is going to get weaker. And what usually happens, people go right back to even eating more than they used to eat. People go right back to not going to the gym at all. And they go right back to not waking up early because the exhaustion got better of them. The lack of the habits and the muscle memory got the better of them. And their minds are not fully developed. You cannot jolt the mind like that in so many areas at the same time and expect it to give you the result. It doesn't work. That's not how the mind works. What you need to do, if you want lasting change, you have to move in increments. Wake up an hour earlier, half an hour earlier. Drop one meal, drop the snacks. Get used to that, wiring that. Keep that consistent for 30 days and start to form the habits, because you don't want to rely on willpower alone. You want habits to help to take you. If you're not being run on habits, you are going to be employing an unreliable system to change your life. Don't try to read a whole book every week. Start to get into the habit of reading. Because when you take things in chunks, what you are trying to do is that you're not trying to make things a way of life. You're trying to just jam everything into your being, and you don't form the habits, and you don't have the muscle memory, and you don't have the mental fortitude, because it's not built. That won't work. So what you want to do is take things in increments and build on it. Nothing, if you want, and nothing works that way. If you want to get muscles, you can go to the gym 1 hour a week for 6 months. That gives you 26 hours, right? But you can't, and you will see the difference in your muscles. But you cannot decide that you're going to go over to the gym at 12 a.m. one morning and do the whole 24 hours and expect that you're going to come home with muscles. All you're going to have is sores and tears and damages. You don't jolt like that. Nothing works like that. Nothing works like that. Even when you, if the feds, for example, want to get inflation rates up, you can get it to 5% more in over a 10-month period by incrementally adding 0.3%. If you ever try to wake up one morning and nothing will happen, mainly to the economy and the financial sector and everything else, but if you wake up one morning and decide that you're going to raise interest rate by 5%, all hell breaks loose and you will not be able to sustain it, and the whole thing will melt down on you. So everything in increments, and that's the way to get lasting change. Thank you guys, always a pleasure. Thanks for listening this morning. Happy to bring this message to you. And these two things of trying and learning how to overcome struggles, and also taking things and approaching change in increments, is powerful to the transformation that you seek. Have a great one. Thank you.